Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, and today I will be reading from 1 Kings chapter 11 from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is a pivotal chapter in the book of 1 Kings. We began with the death of David and the transfer of power from David to Solomon. Now in chapter 11, Solomon dies, but before he dies, the writer chronicles the errors of Solomon. We are also introduced to Jeroboam, who is the man who rebels against Solomon. And this is important for you to follow this chapter, because in the next chapter and preceding chapters, we're going to learn about the son of Solomon, which is Rehoboam. And Rehoboam and Jeroboam battle in a civil war in the coming chapters. But what you'll read about today and hear me read about today is how Jeroboam comes into a picture. He's into the picture. He's not the blood relative of Solomon, but he was the head of the forced labor. And if you may remember, Solomon had a rule of 40 years, and now he's near the end of the 40 years, and the seeds are set for rebellion. So let us begin now. 1 Kings chapter 11. King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women, from the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the Israelites, "You shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for they will surely incline your heart to follow their gods." Solomon clung to these in love. Among his wives were 700 princesses and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon followed Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. So Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not completely follow the Lord, as his father David had done. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and for Molech, the abomination of the Ammonites, on the mountain east of Jerusalem. He did the same for all his foreign wives who offered incense and sacrifice to their gods. Then the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this matter, that he should not follow other gods, but he did not observe what the Lord commanded. Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this has been your mind, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes that I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and give it to your servant. Yet for the sake of your father David, I will not do it in your lifetime. I will tear it out from the hand of your son. I will not, however, tear away the entire kingdom. I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." Then the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the royal house in Edom. For when David was in Edom, and Joab, the commander of the army, went up to bury the dead, he killed every male in Edom. For Joab and all Israel remained there 6 months, until he had eliminated every male in Edom. But Hadad fled to Egypt with some of the Edomites, who were servants of his father. He was a young boy at that time. They set out from Midian and came to Paran. They took people with them from Paran and came to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave him a house, assigned him an allowance of food, and gave him land. Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him his sister-in-law for a wife, the sister of Queen Tophanes. The sister of Tophanes gave birth by him to his son Jenobath, whom Tophanes weaned in Pharaoh's house. Jenobath was in Pharaoh's house among the children of Pharaoh. When Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his ancestors and that Joab, the commander of the army, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." But Pharaoh said to him, "What do you lack with me, that you now seek to go to your own country?" And he said, "No, do not let me go." God raised up another adversary against Solomon, Rezon, son of Eliada, who had fled from his master, King Hadadezer of Zobah. He gathered followers around him and became leader of a marauding band after the slaughter by David. They went to Damascus, settled there, and made him king in Damascus. He was an adversary of Israel all the days of Solomon, making trouble as Hadad did. He despised Israel and reigned over Aram. Jeroboam, son of Nebat, an Ephraimite of Zerada, a servant of Solomon whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow, rebelled against the king. The following was the reason he rebelled against the king. Solomon built the Milo and closed up the gap in the wall of the city of his father David. The man Jeroboam was very able, and when Solomon saw that the young man was industrious, he gave him charge over all the forced labor of the house of Joseph. About that time, when Jeroboam was leaving Jerusalem, the prophet Ahijah, the Silonite, found him on the road. Ahijah had clothed himself with a new garment. The two of them were alone in the open country. When Ahijah laid hold over the new garment he was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces, he then said to Jeroboam, "Take for yourself 10 pieces, for thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, see, I am about to tear the kingdom from the hand of Solomon and will give you 10 tribes. One tribe will remain his for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city that I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. This is because he has forsaken me, worshipped Asart, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the Ammonites, and has not walked in my ways, doing what is right in my sight, and keeping my statutes and my ordinances, as his father David did. Nevertheless, I will not take the whole kingdom away from him, but will make him ruler all the days of his life, for the sake of my servant David, whom I chose, and who did keep my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom away from his son and give it to you, that is, the 10 tribes. Yet to his son I will give one tribe, so that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city where I have chosen to put my name. I will take you, and you shall reign over all that your soul desires. You shall be king over Israel. If you will listen to all that I command you, walk in my ways, and do what is right in my sight by keeping my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, I will be with you and will build you an enduring house, as I built for David, and I will give Israel to you. For this reason I will punish the descendants of David, but not forever." Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam promptly fled to Egypt, to King Shishak of Egypt, and remained in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, all that he did as well as his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon? The time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. Solomon slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of his father, David, and his son, Rehoboam, succeeded him. So we've concluded the reading of chapter 11, the death of King Solomon, and setting the stage for civil war between Jeroboam and Rehoboam. But I'd like to ask you some questions now based on what I've just read. Number one, what are your thoughts about Solomon having 700 wives who were princesses? Two, what are your thoughts about the 300 concubines or secondary wives of Solomon? I want to slip in another question. This is a question I had not planned to ask, but after reading chapter 11 again, it dawned on me one of the critical verses says that Solomon built a temple for all of the 700 wives who were princesses who followed foreign gods. Can you imagine what that looked like throughout Israel? At least 700 temples to these foreign wives. Next question, why do you think Solomon reneged on the command of God not to allow for the worship of other gods? What was the problem God had with the other gods, the foreign gods? What are your thoughts about the adversaries that rose up against Solomon? Now, starting tomorrow, we're going to read more about the adversaries, but at this point, what are your thoughts? And finally, are there any other thoughts that come to your mind when reading this chapter? Maybe I should ask another question. Because Solomon was not a man of war like his father David, do you think he was unprepared to confront his adversaries? I'll just interject this. You know, as I read toward the end of this chapter, I kept thinking about David. David was a fighting man, a man of war, and he didn't even like the hint of war to rise up around him without getting involved in killing people. Solomon was not a killer. He was a lover. And my question to you is, because he was not a man of war, do you think he was unprepared to confront his adversaries? Let me conclude now with a word of prayer. Lord, help me to keep your commandments. Help me to keep my faith, know my faith, and understand my faith, even when we must walk by faith and not by sight. Bless me now with your favor, your peace, and your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top of the Medical Center area of Detroit. I hope you find this reading from 1 Kings chapter 11 to be a blessing. To me, this is one of the most fascinating parts of the Bible, where we are told in a story fashion and form the history of Israel following the death of David. Today we just read about the death of Solomon, his son. And then from there on, civil war takes place. I hope you'll join me tomorrow. I also hope you'll invite a friend to join us in this reading. And remember, I'm praying for you. God bless and God keep you.